This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said at a news briefing Friday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could begin at any time. He urged Americans in Ukraine to leave in the next 24 to 48 hours, saying a Russian invasion could begin with an air assault that would make departures difficult. Also Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden took part in a secure video call with world leaders to discuss Ukraine. A White House statement on the meeting said the leaders agreed to on the readiness to impose, quote, massive consequences and severe economic costs on Russia should it choose military escalation. In addition to Biden, the call included the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Romania, Britain, NATO, the European Union, and the European Council. A Pentagon statement Friday quoted U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin as saying the United States stands, quote, united with our NATO allies to deter and defend against any aggression. The comments by the United States led to the biggest drop in Russia's ruble in nearly 2 years. The ruble was down 2.8% Friday, set for its largest daily percentage drop against the dollar since March of 2020. U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Friday allowing approximately half of the $7 billion in frozen assets from Afghanistan's central bank to be reserved for victims of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. The remaining assets, $3.5 billion, will be set aside in a trust fund slated for humanitarian assistance in Afghanistan. According to the White House, the Taliban immediately condemned the move. This is VOA News. France will deploy thousands of police in and around Paris over the weekend and set up checkpoints at toll stations on major roads leading into the capital. The aim is to keep Freedom Convoy motorists out, according to the city's police force. Despite an order not to enter Paris, motorists protesting against COVID-19 restrictions are converging on the French capital from multiple cities across France. They're inspired by similar demonstrations taking place in Canada. The French Freedom Convoy protests, however, show signs of uniting groups against President Emmanuel Macron, 2 months out from April's presidential election. There are also remnants of the 2018 and 2019 anti-government Yellow Vest movement, and some far-right politicians also rallying behind the motorists. The European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner on Friday offered to deploy the EU's border agency to Senegal to help combat migrant smuggling. This follows a surge in perilous crossings to Spain's Canary Islands. At a news conference in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, she said the arrangement would mark the first time that the EU border agency, Frontex, would operate outside Europe. The announcement comes amid a sharp jump in attempts to reach the Canary Islands, a gateway to the European Union, as authorities have clamped down on crossings to Europe from Libya. The conditions in the open Atlantic are often dangerous, and about 1,200 people died or went missing attempting to cross in 2021. This, according to the United Nations International Organization for Migration. A Spanish NGO last month put the figure at more than 4,400 people. The United States agreed Friday to give $400 million in aid to Burundi, the country's foreign minister said, less than 3 months after Washington lifted sanctions. The deal aims to support the government for what it called sustainable development in Burundi, according to the foreign minister on Twitter. A $400 million pot of money, he said, for agriculture, health, education, good governance, environment, and private sector. The U.S. Embassy confirmed on Twitter a 5-year agreement to promote health, humanitarian assistance, economic growth, and the rights of all Burundians. In its words, had been signed. It did not give the financial amount. The U.S. government in November removed sanctions placed on Burundi 6 years before, crediting elections, a fall in violence, and reforms. On Tuesday, the European Union also said it would resume financial aid to Burundi. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.